It should be late for me. Okay. We are on... Actually, where are we? We are Shin Pei Vav. Shin Pei Vav. Starting with Zayin. Okay. So we learned... Yes, this actually continues from yesterday. We learned for Shituf Mevayos, you can use any food that you like, right? As long as it's edible and you don't have to... It's as long as it's edible in its current state. We learned yesterday that either you can use plain bread, and that would be 6 to 8 eggs worth, machlokas, and right, we won't get into all the different shiurim, mizmanenu, but that's what that is. Then we learned that you can also use whatever is normally eaten with bread for a meal, you can use that portion worth. So for, let's say, each meal, just to recap, let's say each meal, in case I didn't say it correctly, each meal, let's say you can have one large chicken breast, one schnitzel, 3 or 4, also depends on how many, what size pita you need, but whatever, let's say for argument's sake, 3, 4 scoops of hummus, that would be one meal. So you need to have enough for 2 meals. So you actually need to have, that's where 6 or 8 eggs, because each meal is 3 or 4. So you need to have double of that, of whatever normal, you know, could be... Anyways.
For a person of 18.
No, for this, the max, all you need is 8 eggs. So this way, we'll get to tchumin later. For this, all you need is 6 to 8 eggs. Okay. So 2 meals worth. So it would be 2 pieces of chicken. Let's say 8 scoops of hummus, for argument's sake. Okay. So now, Zayin continues that same concept. Mishtatfin bishnei beitzim afilu chayim. You can even use 2 eggs. Just 2 eggs worth. It could even be raw, because some people eat them raw. So even, and that's because of 1 egg in the morning, 1 egg in the afternoon. So that's 2 eggs in total, and you can make your shituf mevayos on that. Bishnei rimonim, 2 pomegranates. Or b'hamisha farsikim, 5 peaches. Or belitra yarak, ben chai, ben mevushal, or a vegetable that can be eaten raw or cooked. Or befolim lachim, kimelo hayad, or a handful of moist beans, that you can eat them. B'tapuche ya'ar, milo hakav. Or apples from the forest, a kav worth. Now, just a quick mathematics again. I may or may not be exactly accurate, but basically a kav, that's the portion, again, we're looking for portions that a people would eat for 2 meals. And a kav is about 24 beitzim, so you're looking about 12 for every meal. And I don't know, everyone can use their own imagination, and it depends, you know, what you call a beitza, but maybe, just so we could grasp, perhaps maybe 2.5 apples per meal. So whatever, everyone can imagine what they like. Small discussion, that same shiur might only be by tapuche ya'ar, because it's maybe less common to eat, or maybe that's just an example and it applies to all fruits. Okay, again, not so lamaisa, but that's, okay, discussion exactly how that applies to other fruits that are not mentioned. Okay, chet. Mishtatvin afilu be'ochel she'enu ra'ui lo im ra'ui l'shum adam. Now you can do shituf mevayos even with food that you yourself cannot eat, but it is edible by somebody. For example, could go on the nazir b'yayin. A nazir could use, right, we learned 2 revi'its of wine. Even though he himself can't drink the wine, but it is edible. Ul Yisrael b'truma. Yisrael can use truma even though he himself can't eat it. V'chein anoder me'ochel ze'o nishba shelo yochelenu mishtatif bo. Or a person who has a neder, a shavua, and he says he's not going to eat this food item, he can still use the food item because it's kosher, it's edible by other people. All right. Okay. Can it be non-kosher food? I don't know, now that I mentioned that. But anyways, as long as it's edible, then for sure, I'm assuming it has to be edible. But right. Because a shituf is only done with Jews anyway. It's not doing schiras. Okay. Let's see. So anyways, as far as eating, if you're not going to eat from it, you can still use it. However, v'yesh omrim, d'haynu dafka kishenadar anishba shayachalenu, avayim nadar onishba shelo yehne mimenu ein mishtar. So this yesh omrim holds that you can't use it if you made a shvua not to get benefit from it, because this is benefit. Alright. What?
It's worse than that.
It's
like a condemn. For him, it's like
hazard. Yeah, but we say it doesn't. Okay.
Let's see.
So that's the Yesh Omrim that says if you make another, you can't get any benefit. You can't, because you're getting benefit. Mishnah Berurah just points out, we're going to see it, that's only applies by Shituf or Eruvei Chatzeros, that if you make a Shavua not to get benefit, you can't use it, according to the Yesh Omrim. But Eruvei Tchumin would not be a problem. Why? Because we're going to learn Eruvei Tchumin you're supposed to only do if it's L'Shem Mitzvah. Again, the definition of Mitzvah could be a loose translation or application, but if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, we say Mitzvahs Lav Lehenos Nitnu, and even though you make a Shavua not to get benefit, we say that's not benefit. It's for the purpose of a Mitzvah. So, okay. We'll see. V'im Amar Konam Hanaso O Achilaso Alai. If this person says there's going to be a Konam, kind of treat it like Hektish, that, or you make a Shavua, that I'm not going to get any benefit from it, or that I'm not going to eat from it, L'kuli alma ein mishtatef ba. So everyone says you can't get any benefit from it. You can't use it for a shituf. So this is a question. It's a whole discussion. We won't get into too much detail how to understand this line. But it could be, you had to, the only time it's a problem is if you say, konam hanaso, and the words achila so alai. You say the words hanaso alai. Then it could be that it's a problem. But if you only say konam achilaso alai, so then it's a machlokas if you can benefit or not. It's a question if you apply kind of like a gzera, because it's doma to hekdish, and we don't want people to get confused that you're allowed to use hekdish. Okay, so fine. Two main ways to interpret that. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so tet. Amar al kikar hayom chol ulamachar kodesh o konam. So you say this bread that I made this loaf of bread that I'm making for the shituf mavuyos. So you say today it's chol and tomorrow it's going to be kodesh or konam. So again, there's three ways to interpret this. You're saying today it's 100% chol. That means you're allowed to eat it, and tomorrow either. It means, again, different perushim. Either it means you're calling it, it's kind of like making it a shavua. You're saying it's not, I'm gonna treat it, I'm making like a shavua that I'm gonna treat it like hektish, that I'm not even gonna get benefit. Or it means you're mamish making it hektish, and then the question is it hektish damim or hektish guf? So, okay, it's a little bit unclear, how to understand. Okay. But whatever the case is, mishtat fino ba. So simply put, if a person just says the words, you can do shituf with it, because during Beinash Mashos, adayin lo nitkatsha vadai, ure'uya haita mi ba'od yom, because during Bein Hashmashos, it still wasn't considered kodesh for sure, and therefore, Ura'uya, so therefore it was still able to be used during the day and during Bein Hashmashos. And as a whole, again, a whole other discussion, during Bein Hashmashos, do we consider it Vadai its mutter? Because it doesn't become Kedusha until it's Vadai Kedusha. Or do we consider Bein Hashmashos a suffix? One of the nafka minas could be, can you eat it? To use it for Erevin, we're saying you could, or Shitu, if you're saying you could be Mako, because it's the whole Din's Darabanan. So they say for sure, you're Mako for Safik Erevin, because it's a Safik Darabanan. But a Shavua could be Daraisa, and therefore you might have to not be able to eat it if you made a, anyways, that's the, it's a whole discussion. Again, so simply put, You say today Yechol, tomorrow Kodesh, it works for Eruvin. And then it depends what kind of Hektish. Either it could be that it automatically becomes Mutter, it could be that you have to redeem it on money. Again, that's another discussion. When we say L'machar Kodesh, it could be that it's only... well, that's the other way around. Yeah, that's going to be the opposite case. We're going to get to the opposite case, and either it happens by itself that it's Mutter, or it's... you have to... Anyway, we pull down money. We'll see. Okay. Aval, ima mar hayom konam l'machar chol, but if you said today is konam, today is hektish, and tomorrow it's going to be mutter 100%. Ein mishtatfin lo, but you're not allowed to do shituf. Why? She'ein ruya ad shetechshach, because during the whole bein shmashos it was aser, it was kodesh, and only until it's vaday machar, that's the only time you're allowed to release it from its kedusha. Again, a little discussion of exact mechanism, but that's the okay. But pretty much the Shulchan Aruch, if you just read it straight value, it pretty much is halacha l'maisa and it flows. Chatzer apatuach lishnei mevuyos. Alright, now you have a case of a chatzer, and it's open to two mevuyos. Right? One mevuy on each side of the chatzer. Veshitef in ko echat mehem. And this chatzer, it's friends with both sides, and it makes a shituf with both mevuyos. So this guy, who's in the middle, he's allowed to carry from his house into his chatzer, into either one of the mevuyos, because he made a shita of mevuyos with both mavois. So he's allowed to carry from his house into both mavois. V'asur letaltel kelim sheshavtu b'mavoy zeh l'mavoy ha'acher derech ha'chatzer. But on the same Shabbos, you can't take from one mavoy to another mavoy, because both mavoys have nothing to do with each other. So from his house or his chatzer into either mavoy, or vice versa, is okay, but not from mavoy to mavoy, because again, they're not connected at all.
Not understood.
No?
No, you could take from one chatzer to another chatzer if you figure out a way to get it.
Okay, just to clarify, what it means is, you can take it, and we actually saw this, because all Rishus HaYachid that are outdoors is considered one Rishus HaYachid, so you could take it, so what it means, you're right, you could take it from a Mavoy into a Chatzer, into another Mavoy, as long as the Kalim were outdoors when Shabbos started, and as long as you're staying outdoors. But you can't take it from a house in one of the other mavois. Now we're good? Thank you. Said better. You can't take it from a house from a mavoi into the other mavoi. Okay. I'm assuming the Mishnah Berurah says that straight out, but that's... Okay. Let's keep going. V'im lo shitef im shum echad mehem. This middle chatzer did not make a shituf with either one of the mavois. So imhu ragil im shneim latzed v'lavo bechol derech aliyam oser al shneim. So if he normally goes through either mavoy in order to get to the marketplace or just the main road, so then he's oser on both of them. And in other words, his chatzer is like every other chatzer attached to the mavoy, and each one is oser on them. V'imhu ragil im echad. But since he has two mavoys to exit his courtyard to, sometimes the way people live, they have their own regular, and it's, right, often it's more convenient. You have the regular way that he always goes through. V'imasheni eino ragil, but he rarely goes through the other one. He does sometimes, but not regularly. Oto shiragil oser. So we say halachically, the one that he normally uses, he's oser, because he's connected to that one. V'she'eino ragil eino oser. But the one that he doesn't usually use, he's not oser. V'im shitefim oto she'eino ragil. And if you make a shituf with the one that you're not regular with, really, it means you make a shituf with either one. But here, we already had the other side, sort of, even without an shituf. So now we're saying, even if you make a shituf with the one that you don't normally use, so now for sure you could go that way. Hutar haragil atzmo im shitfu b'neim. So then, the other one, he cannot use. But the other chatzer, the other mavoy that he's, even though he's ragil with the other mavoy, Since he made a shituf with the other mavoi, he goes to the other mavoi. He can carry to the other mavoi. And he's not oser onto the other people. And he has no shaychas to the other people. He can't, he didn't make an, the other people, if they want, if that mavoi, the other mavoi, he has no shaychas to. And if they want to carry all those chatzeros to that mavoi, then they have to make their own shituf if they want to. Because what basically, if you make a shituf on either direction, that's the one you made a shituf with, and by definition we say that's as if you are masalik yourself, you removed yourself, or a mevatel rishus, to the other one. V'chein, im haya ragil im shneihem, you would often go to both. V'shituf im echad mehem, you choose one of them. Mutar asheni sherei silik atzmo mimenu. Oh, he says it beferish. Okay, so therefore, as long as you do one, then that works, and the other one you have nothing to do with automatically. Ve'im hamavoi shiragil bo shitfu b'neihem, and if the one that you normally normally use, and you made a shituf with them, ve'oto sho'ein ragil lo shitfu, and the other one there was no shituf, the one you don't normally use, that mavoi did not make a shituf, ve'hu lo shitef lo imze ve'lo imze. Okay, so what happened? This middle chatzer did not make a shituf. He wasn't involved in either side, and neither one of them made one. Oh, what just happened? Right, the ragil made a shituf. Right, so he should be. So we already learned he should be oser onto the one that is ragil. Right, we already learned. If a chatzer has two ways to go, and he has his normal way, and he wasn't involved on either side, automatically, then he's oser only the one that he's ragil with. So what happens? Dochim oto. Then the people of the shituf, that everyone else got involved in the ragil mavoi, they all made a shituf. So they tell him, sorry, Buster, you can't come this way anymore. You have to walk the way, even though you always walk this way, and you have rights, but we're telling you, now from now on, you have to walk the other way. It could be just for Shabbos, I'm actually not sure. But they tell him, at least for Shabbos, that's for sure, you have to go the other way. I'm pretty sure that's correct. V'yistalek me'oto shiragil k'dei she'hei mutter. And he's basically mesalek himself. I'm pretty sure it's just for Shabbos, because it's always bitul rishos, so it's just for Shabbos. So they tell him, for Shabbos, misalik yourself from our mavoi, since you didn't join and you're aser to us, you go the other way. And that's fine. Kevan shehu eno mafsid b'davar, sherei lo shitef imahem. He has nothing to lose anyway, because he can't use it anyway. He wasn't mistarif. V'yesh revach l'achem, and everybody else has a win for them. Sh'al yedei ze yumutayim, they all can go. They can all carry now, because he goes the other way. Therefore, halakhically, kofin oto, they can force him to go. Exactly how they enforce it, I don't know. But kofin oto, they force him to go the other way. Almidas stone, because it would be a maaser rishus for him. It would be mamish evil for him to refuse and ruin it for everybody. He has nothing to lose, only to ruin it for the entire population involved with this mavoi. Again, the population could be two people, could be 1,000 people, but it's a midas tom, and the din is he has to go the other way. Shin peizayin. Oh, stop.
No.
You want to stop? Yeah. Okay. Fine.